I am Rachel Prellin and I'm part of the Save Catmus Sports Centre team.
And we're outside Catmus.
We are indeed.
At Rutland County Council. And I would say that the amount of people here is, what, 10 deep, something like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of people here tonight, all showed up for the same thing, to support the sports centre.
What do you hope to get out of the meeting tonight?
We want to have a positive and constructive conversation with the council. We want to find a solution. That is the main thing that we want. We want a solution for the loads of groups that use the sports centre, and we really want a solution for the members as well, for the people who go to classes and use the gym equipment. And that's why we're here. We want to talk and we want to be listened to as well.
And the community side of it, the clubs, basically the council have said that they'll support Catmus College in delivering that. Do you see that side as happening? And I suppose that's kind of a halfway point, albeit obviously with the other side being, you know, commercial really.
I mean, the statement that came out at the weekend said that they were working on it but did not say that anything had been agreed. So you can tell me whether or not you think that means it's definitely sorted. It would be great if there's a solution for the clubs and the community, and the reason that we've got to that point is because people have stood up and said that they're not happy with this decision. That still leaves the members out in the cold looking to find new things. And whilst the council continue to tell us that there are other commercial operators, they're not the same price, they're not the same offer, and they're not within the same distance. You can't walk to a class if you live in Oakham after Catmus closes. You're going to have to drive or get a bus, and it's going to cost you more money.
And actually, this facility has been using public money since the start of the pandemic. Do you see that as a good use of public money?
Before the pandemic, it didn't use public money, in my understanding. It has used it since, as have many council leisure centres. The reality is that sports provision within the community saves money. It saves money in costs to the NHS. It saves money in mental health care as well. It also creates community that brings its own kind of savings and community cohesion. There's loads of statistics that you can see from people like Sport England and from the local government association that say that these kinds of facilities are not bad things that cost money. That's investment that saves money in other areas.
And the amount of people who've actually put their name to Save Catmus Sports Centre online, 2,600 odd now?
Around about there, yes, and well over 1,000 of them who live in Rutland. We've also got paper petitions, and I don't know the latest count on those at the minute. That's all people who live locally and want to save the facility. And by any stretch, against the number of people that live in Rutland, that's a good turnout.
So does that mean that actually over 1,500 don't live in Rutland who signed the petition?
Yeah, actually there are people from all kinds of other places. Some of that's the way the tracking works on change.org, but some of that's also people from other places who've said, oh no, this place shouldn't be using its community. There are lots of people from Leicestershire and Melton as well that are on that list too, who probably do use Catmus.
And now there's an interesting question, of course. Rutland becoming part of Leicestershire again, that debate has been thrown up. Do you think, if that was the case, and Rutland was then absorbed into East Leicestershire, there would be a strong case for a facility like this in Oakham? Or do you think actually they go, well, there's, you know, the one in Melton, that's fine, they can all go there?
That is obviously a giant can of worms, and for us the focus is on saving Catmus right now, and there are obviously questions about how any of these things would work with those kinds of changes, but our goal is really clear. We want to talk to the council about continuing to get provision for sports clubs.
Rachel Crellin, thanks very much for joining us on Rutland Centre Town.